Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Arguably one of the best names I think I've ever heard, hands down. Ryan Matthew Cohen. That is literally your name.
I aim to please.
Well, you crushed it. And you also have a very exciting and it seems like jam-packed Saturday event coming up. It has been all over the news and I have been so excited to meet you. You are the co-founder of the Oddities Flea Market that is coming to Bridgeport this Saturday. People are bugging out about this.
Well, that's good to hear. This is the first time that we're throwing it in the state of Connecticut. We started it in Brooklyn, New York. Nearly 10 years ago. In fact, our 10-year anniversary is coming up in March.
Congratulations.
Of 2027.
Seven. Okay.
And so we usually throw it in New York City, Los Angeles, Seattle, San Diego, and Chicago. And you know, we moved here about 6 years ago. And
welcome.
We opened up a shop in February called Curated by Ryan Matthew Cohen on Union Avenue.
See, even you knew that the full name, you have to do the full name. I can't call you Ryan or even Ryan Matthew. I have to always refer to you as Ryan Matthew Cohen. I'm just saying, but go on.
Yeah. So when we opened up the store, which was just out of the blue, like, hey, let's open up a store. It's one day a week where like Sundays from 12 to 6, that's it. If you want to make an appointment, you can stop by. But there's this great space right next door called Foolproof Brewing Company. And there's a lot of things that go on there here and there, like car shows. And sometimes they'll have a wedding and whatnot. But they have this great event space that, why not throw it over here?
Yep.
It fit a lot of people. And so this is our first attempt at doing an Oddities Flea Market. It's 65 vendors from 11 to 6 p.m. And you can get a ticket at the door. You can buy them on our website. And it's going to be a wild time.
It sounds like it's going to be bananas. I mean, when we hear oddities, what are we talking about? What's going on? What's happening?
Well, I think oddities is really in the eye of the beholder. It's what you considered odd. But there's a lot of different things. Like there's jewelry. There's antiques and vintage pieces there. There's home decor. There's in artwork. Whatever the person feels applies to oddities, that's what they're selling. So it all sort of has an odd theme to it. That's the criteria.
I love that.
Some people are selling antique photography. It might have like someone with an extra head or, you know,
love
like
that.
An old Barnum piece. In fact, because I know you were talking to one of the founders of the Barnum Museum. There's a lot of people that sell that type of antique.
That is so cool.
So, you know, we called it a flea market, but it's, I think, a higher end experience than that. But it's great because the budget can be anywhere from $10 to $10,000.
Wow.
So it's a really broad spectrum.
But you do have some unique vendor opportunities, though, for people. I want to share with people. Like, obviously, I do think, listen, I'm a flea market girl. I love it. In fact, one of my favorite shows for a long time was Flea Market Flip. And I might have made that my entity in my 20s when I first was trying to find a property with my now husband. There are some unique experiences about the Oddities Flea Market that I want to make sure people know about. Like, what are some things happening? Did I hear taxidermy might be part of this?
Yeah, there's some taxidermy that typically comes up. And it's always funny when we go to like a place like Los Angeles,
right?
We throw it in downtown LA, and every so often you'll just see someone walking down the sidewalk with like a giant elk head.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, we have to go to there. We have to go there. We have to go to the weird place.
But it's funny. Nobody ever looks at anybody twice.
No,
of course
not.
These are major cities, and I don't think Bridgeport's any different, really.
Oh, no. I think if you saw somebody walking down the street in Bridgeport with an elk head, they would be like, well, there you go.
But, like, one of my favorite vendors, and I'm not wearing one of the pieces of jewelry right now. She makes jewelry out of glass eyes.
What?
So they look like prosthetic glass eyes. And in fact, sometimes she'll use those. Say, like, grandpa passed away and he had a glass eye. She can actually set that into a ring and people buy this stuff. Then we have things like memento mori, mourning hair jewelry that's made out of human hair. And that's another way that people mourn the death of a loved one
or
even a pet. And sometimes people will have that made into an intricate, beautiful piece of jewelry.
I kind of love that. Okay, you're going to think this is actually... Oh, you're actually the perfect person I'm going to ask about. Is there anybody who can do anything with baby teeth?
Sure, me.
I'm just saying, I never know what to do with your kid's baby teeth. It's such a weird thing. I'm sure that sounds insane, but actually, what do people do other than... And I don't want to throw them out.
In my line of work, it's not a crazy question at all. And
I knew it.
I used to be a jeweler in my previous lifetime.
Of course you
have. I designed for Ralph Lauren and Polo and other companies like that. And a few different times, people actually came to me with their baby's teeth, and I made like little teardrop earrings out of them or a pendant.
Really?
And people used to actually call me the tooth fairy.
done. I'm so excited.
The Tooth Fairy is Ryan Matthew Cohen. He will come and turn your children's teeth into these beautiful relics.
Okay, and honestly, I don't even care if somebody listening right now is like, that's weird. It's not. Because honestly, you tell me what you're supposed to do with them. And I don't want to throw them out. That's my baby. And then you don't want to just collect them. You don't want to just leave them there.
And that's, in a way, to me, that's like a form of well, it's a memento. It's not memento mori because it doesn't deal with death, hopefully.
Right.
But it is a way to, like, what else do you do with a tooth?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I mean, everybody else is putting them in scrapbooks, which is fine. But I mean, that's cool. Wearable art. I don't know. I think that's neat.
Well, I remember being horrified as a child where I was, like, going through, like, my mother's jewelry box. There's my teeth.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. I had that discovery as well as a child. I found it in one of the drawers, and I'm like, and I'm one of five kids. So there were many much teeth in that drawer. Let me tell you, Ryan Matthew Cohen, there were many much teeth in that drawer. And I still think about that. But, you know, I bet you my mom would have liked to have dropped, two dozen teeth off to your shop.
And it was like that point in your childhood where you're like, oh, man.
Right.
The Easter Bunny is not real. The Tooth Fairy's not real.
You're like, what do I do with all this? But it's you're just not letting it collect dust. You're doing something with it. See, I think that's really cool.
Well, and just tying it back to the oddities flea market,
right?
That's what people do with things such as that.
Right.
Not that people are necessarily selling human teeth or anything, right. But they're taking everyday common things and maybe turning them into artwork of some sort.
You're getting creative. You're being unique.
Or, you know, selling antiques that are not like your grandma's antique store.
Right.
I guess I should state it like that.
I love that. See,
unless
I think
your grandma was like on the Addams Family.
I mean, and that's cool too, and we're not judging that. Honestly, I would like you to call the show. That sounds great if you are that person. So remind people again what time the Oddities Flea Market is and where they can get tickets.
Sure. Tickets are available on theoddities.com, or you can go to Oddities Flea Market. That's our Instagram. There's a clickable ticket link there. It's from 11 to 6 p.m. at Foolproof Brewery, which is at 800 Union Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah, and it's one time, right? It's not going to come back again this year.
No, we're going to try this one out, see how it goes. So if you guys make this a phenomenal event, we'll do it again.
Okay. Keep me posted. Stay tuned, because I think this sounds awesome, and I'm really mad that I'm leaving on vacation tomorrow because I will not be able to see it. So you need to show up at home and go to this, because I want you to come back again this year. If not, I guess I'll just see you next year. But not with a name like Ryan Matthew Cohen. I need to see you more than just once a year.
You can come to my shop every Sunday. That's at the building next door at 726 Union Avenue.
Okay.
Every Sunday from 12 to 5.
I could drop the teeth off.
You got it.
I'm dropping the teeth off. That's what I'm going to do. Ryan Matthew Cohen, it has been more than an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. And I hope this Saturday, the Oddities Flea Market coming to Bridgeport for the first time, I hope it's a great success. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.